27 minutes after 5 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Sunday morning on our program, Noor al-Suhoor. It is today the 17th of Ramadan, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, respected teacher, Ustad, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Sunday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We continue with the commentary and tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today our starting point is Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12 and verses 67 to 69. We know that now the father, Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, allowed his son, Binyamin, Benjamin, the full brother of Joseph, sharing the same parents. Okay, you go with your 10 brothers. But he relented very, very reluctantly. And now 11 brothers will be leaving Canaan, Palestine, and going there to Egypt because they were in the grip of a famine and drought. And Egypt was booming, and the leader and ruler was Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So the father is giving them guidelines. See, when you go, this is how you must enter. Chapter 12, verse number 67. وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّا, O my beloved sons, لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ, do not enter from one portal, one door, one entrance, all 11 of you. Why? 2-3 reasons. The people, their authorities might think you'll espies. Second one, the evil eye, remember, might affect you. So we believe in the evil eye. People look at you and they have jealousy, envy. Inna al-ayna haqqun. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the evil eye is the truth. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So enter just as ordinary people. وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ, and enter to different portals and entrances. You know, when you go from here to America, you go from here to occupied Palestine, Israel. We tell the people the same thing. But end of the day, that will happen what Almighty Allah has decreed. وَمَا أُغْنِي أَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and remember that what I am telling you will come to no avail against what Almighty Allah has decreed. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, what Allah Ta'ala's command is, what Almighty Allah's decree is, that is what will happen. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, there is no decree except that of Almighty Allah. Can anybody change the sunrise, sunset? No. Alayhi tawakkaltu, only upon him do I place my trust, not on creation, only on the creator. Wa alayhi falyatawakkalil mutawakkilun, and the people who place trust on him alone, you should place your trust, not on people and governments and politicians. Now they reach there, Egypt. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ, and when they entered there in Egypt, from the way that their father showed them, 11 of them went through different entrances, 11 entrances. But end of the day, the belief system must be everything happens with the will and decree of Almighty Allah. Ma kana yughni anhum min Allah min shay. It will not assist them and avail them in anything against what Allah has decreed. Illa hajatan, it was a need, a desire. Fi nafsi Yaqub qadaha, in the heart of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, in the heart of Jacob, peace be upon him, which he fulfilled. Now we believe in this. Look at the sentence. Slowly, slowly, the wahi is coming to him, to Jacob, to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. That is realizing that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala wants them to go to Egypt because Joseph is there, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is there. As yet, he doesn't have all the details, but half quarter the details are coming to him. See what Allah says. Wa innahu ladhu ilm, and indeed he Jacob Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is also a possessor of great knowledge. Why? Lima allamnahu, because we taught him. Prophets and messengers are not taught by other mortals. They are selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. And Almighty Allah teaches them directly. Understand that. For Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the word ummi is used. Nabiyil ummi. That is the meaning there. That Allah alone is going to teach you, not peoples. Wa allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. Allah is teaching you that what you knew not. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. And remember that majority of people, they know not. Now 11 brothers and Yusuf alayhi salam. So all 12 brothers are meeting at one time in one place. What a spectacular event. And remember, Joseph's focus is on his full brother. Days, weeks, months, years, decades have passed. And now the two brothers are meeting. They're embracing. They're hugging one another. Now it is meal time. Thereafter it is resting time. And now everyone must be given their meals. So now when the 10 brothers sat, they sat opposite one another. Benjamin bin Yamin is sitting. So Joseph goes and sits opposite him. And then it's resting time. Then he goes to him in privacy. And they have their brotherly discussion. What happens? Walamma dakhalu ala Yusuf. And when the 11 of them entered there by Joseph, and he's the ruler, leader of Egypt, awa ilayhi akhah, so he gave shelter to his brother Binyamin, and he gave him that special place, and he went there, and they discussed matters of bilateral importance. Qal, without anybody else being there, brother to brother, inni ana akhuk, O Binyamin, Benjamin, I am your brother, I'm Yusuf. Obviously, you don't tell them as yet, but don't worry, whatever is going to happen and unfold, fala tabtais, do not let it be grieving, and don't be worried and sad, bima kanu ya'malun, whatever they are going to do. Allah has planned the best for me and for you, and we all know that how jealous they were. Then what happens? Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us take you to the news, views and interviews, nationally, internationally and globally. Number one, our brothers, our mujahideen, are sitting already for i'tikaf. They inside Masjidul Aqsa. The apartheid Nazi terrorist regime and apartheid regime of Israel says they have barricaded themselves and they call them mobs. But the biggest terrorists are the Jutlas, the Zionists, the Haramis. So they are there to protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. It is Ramadan and we are approaching the last 10 nights. So these terrorists, these settlers now want to come and pray. There you must remember at Aqsa Masjid, which they got no claim to. All this, that the Temple Mount is their holiest place, is all propaganda. You know the Zionists, the biggest haramis, the biggest liars. Benjamin Netanyahu, even the Americans are saying what a liar he is, and they're not accepting his lies anymore. So now Now the army police will come in with the settlers, and then there will be another big problem there. So you Muslim, make special dua, remember that, for Masjid al-Aqsa, for our Palestinians and so forth. The Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children told their people nobody must go and march, there's security concerns. But last night 150,000 Jutlas were marching against BB and Smotrich and Ben Gvir and all these haramis. Ben Gvir is a convicted terrorist according to Israeli law. Smotrich is a war criminal according to the editorial of Haaretz newspaper. Bibi is a war criminal so many times, remember, a serial liar and so forth. Any Jutla speaks to you, so you must ask them three questions. 1994 Ramadan, South Africa was 15 Ramadan, they were 16 Ramadan. Saturday morning, Fajr time, 1994. Baruch Goldstein comes in with his Uzi and gun. Our brothers are reading Salat in the mosque of the Patriarch, Masjid Ibrahim Khalilur Rahman, where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam are buried, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob are buried there, then honorable spouses are buried. He martyrs and murders our Palestinians, remember, 29 passed away in the mosque, in the masjid, and then the eventual death toll was 70 or so approximately. He was dispatched to hell, Baruch Goldstein. What the Israelis did, they murder our people in the mosque, and then they stole half the masjid. They stole Palestine. They occupy Palestine. Occupation is terrorism. They occupy Jerusalem. They steal our mosque. So now they want to do the same thing with Aqsa. Our Palestinian brothers, sisters, children, and true Muslims say no. We will never allow that. We will give our lives, but we will put one bullet into one settler. And 100% they justify to do that. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. These are squatters in our Muslim territory. But the Saudi regime, the Emirati regime there in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt, and all these countries, Morocco, all murtads, apostate, traitors to Islam. We must be clear on that issue. And anybody agrees with MBS, let me be clear on this issue also, then you also are murtad and out of the fold of Islam. Go to Iran, so now the schoolgirls are being there poisoned again, and remember the headgear is being made compulsory once more. The Saudis are maneuvering in different directions, bootlicking everybody. They realize that they're also one of the most hated regime in the world, despite all the billions and zillions of dollars they have. One delegation is gone to Iran. Let us start opening our embassies and so forth in Tehran and Riyadh. One delegation is gone to Yemen. So now they swap and exchange of prisoners. So remember, one Saudi was given to the Saudis, and 13 prisoners were given to the Yemenis and so forth. So all that happened yesterday. The Israelis who were marching yesterday in Tel Aviv and other places, big banners they had, crime minister, 100% we agree, he's a harami, he's Hitler's child. Thousands of them were protesting, 150,000. And now, in the past few days, remember that our Palestinian Mujahideen dispatched three of them straight to hellfire. Two sisters there in the West Bank, alhamdulillah, we praise Allah. One, he was an Italian or so tourist, but it's fine. It will shake the economy, and there, half the people will cancel coming to Tel Aviv. Our Mujahideen are busy. Three rockets came from Syria, and many rockets came from Lebanon. So these are the people, whether they're Muslim, non-Muslim, like Hezbollah, or non-Muslim. So very good. We salute all of them. Anybody attacks Israel anywhere, we will stand with them, and we will praise them and make dua for them. So we should be very clear on this issue. Ukraine, and you must just ask the Jutla three questions. Number one, how come you stole half, three-quarter of our mosque in Hebron when you murdered our people in the mosque? Then who murdered Shirin Abu Aqila in full view of the world? Remember that she's not a Muslim, she's a Christian. Christian, American, Palestinian. The Israeli forces cold-bloodedly premeditated murder. And they even have the gall and audacity to say no one will be charged in Israel for the murder of Shirin Abu Aqila. Who came in our Masjid Majlis Al-Aqsa Wednesday? Not once, twice they came in. The whole world saw, you must remember, how they beat up all the Muslims there, handcuffed them. Nobody in the world does this, but only haramis. If you don't know the meaning of harami, it means a bee, a big bee. And remember, real terrorists and real people who are Hitler's children. They're doing things worse than what Hitler did. And what Hitler did to them, they deserved it also to a great extent. All that 6 million, all fairy tales fabrication. Yes, a Holocaust took place. If you want to know, then remember that 6 million to Palestinians and the diaspora. Ask them in Huwara what happened in the West Bank. Who carried out the programs and so forth? If it was not these haramis, these settlers and so forth. So these are the questions you must ask. If Putin is indicted by the ICC, and how come no Israeli leader has been indicted and charged, you must remember, for war crimes? Every leader of theirs is a war criminal. Why American presidents are not indicted? They're murdering millions of people. They murdered in Iraq, murdered in Afghanistan, murdered in Vietnam. So the Ukrainians say that 16,000 plus children have been deported to Russia and they want their children back. Russia says, no, we will take care of them. You know, sharpshoot move by Putin. Ehud Barak, he was one of the prime ministers of Israel. Listen, you jutlas haramis from your own prime minister of the past. Ehud Barak says the occupation would rot Israel from inside. So meaning, because you're occupying somebody else's land, you're occupying somebody else's country, so Israel slowly, slowly will crumble. And you can see the crumbling has started. Therefore, we must be... Yesterday also, they martyred and murdered one Palestinian, 20 years old. According to some Congress people, they say U.S. is ready for war with China. China will give them a good hiding with Russia, inshallah. So remember, the other one is Italy's birth rate is gone right down. Pope, you better do something about that. You must ask the Palestinians. They stay there and every year they got a new child, you see. But you haramis, Christians and Jews, you can't have children and so forth. Little bit. So things are going in reverse gear for you. So now is their Easter. Many Christians are not allowed to go to the Holy Sepulchre. The Israelis are clamping down on the Christians as well. You can see they are the cancer and the poison and the biggest terrorists in the world. South Africa, what can we say of our beloved country? Thabo Bester, the murderer and the rapist, they found him, arrested him in Tanzania. But we must ask these questions here in South Africa. The G4S, where were they when he escaped? Our correctional police and all those ministers and minister of police, where are all of them? So remember this, they're incompetent, good for nothing. That's what they are. 10 months the guy was missing, and then only they told the public, just like the Guptas, they ran away, and UAE and Guptas made South Africa idiots and fools in the world. Do you know where the Guptas are? The Guptas are sitting in the Pacific Islands, right that side there in Australia, and they're laughing all the time. What a fool we made of the government and the ANC, and what a fool we made of the South Africans. That is our sad, sad history.
Somebody says, Ustad, that I look after my grandkids while my son and daughter-in-law are working. They are educators. Now I am on IDET. Can I still go drop them and pick them up from school, Ustad?
Not permissible. Your husband passed away. You must be in IDET from time of death, 130 days. And remember, you're not running a taxi. For your daughter-in-law to work, all that is haram and not permissible Islamically. A woman's place is at home. Whether Muslims like it or not, Quran said so clearly. Chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Stay glued to your homes. There's a need. You go outside every day, go mall, every day go school, every day go teach in varsity or wherever. All that haram, not permissible. It's not your duty. Tell them to get the Uber. Tell them to get other parents to pick up your grandchildren. It's haram for you to do so.
Yesterday, Mufti Saab mentioned that if parents make zulm, sabr should be adopted. I'd like to mention that this leads to lifetime of scarring, mental pain, psychological illness. It's not easy, Mufti Saab.
Yes, you must remember that you cannot go and be rude to your parents, hit your parents, go dump them in the old age home. So I didn't say that you can't tell them anything. I said, if they are really guilty, go and speak to them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. But it must be done in a very, very respectful manner. Remember, everything in life is replaceable. Your wife died, you can get married to somebody else. Your husband died, you can get married to somebody else after the iddat expires. So you must, your car, your computer, your cell phone, everything replaceable. Parents are irreplaceable. We only have one pair of parents, remember? Remember that, and that is why they are so special. Go read the Quranic verses. Every son, daughter, grandchild should be reading. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh, beloved Allah, have mercy on me as they nurtured me, trained me, coached me when I was an infant and a child and grew up. So we must look at it holistically and not selectively. The children of today, they have become spoiled brats. That is Muslims, especially 80%, 70%, that they want things their way. They want to dictate to the parents. And if the parents say no, then they will say the parents are oppressing us. And the parents are also to blame. You bring all the haram things for your children. The children can't walk, but they will be playing with the cell phone. The cartoons will be on day and night. So your child becomes a junkie. What else he becomes? So all these cartoons and so forth have a subliminal message. And then the thought process is already being indoctrinated and brainwashed. You should know you are harming your children as well.
Somebody says, Ustad, that how has Zelensky survived so long?
He hasn't survived nothing. You must remember, if you know the history of Ukraine had a democratic government. America, Israel engineered this whole thing. He was a film, a comedian. Remember that. This is Zelensky. And you must remember that they removed the democratic government and brought the Jutla Harami in so that they're going to make it another Israel in the heart of Europe. And remember, the Prime Minister, President, both Jutlas, the only country in the world beside Israel, and they wanted to use it, the NATO. Let me tell you of NATO. NATO are the biggest haramis. That they are the ones who bombed in 1-2 days what Gaddafi did over 10, 20, 30 years. The best irrigation system in the world. But because a Muslim country, Arab country did it, they can't stick it, remember. They are jealousy. So they got rid of Gaddafi. They got rid of Saddam Hussein. They said, we will sell the oil in euros and so forth. America say, how dare you? And both of them murdered by Americans, and NATO finished up the whole Libya. So don't come and tell me about Libya and so forth, please, about NATO. So NATO want to use Ukraine as a launching pad against Russia, but Putin was one step ahead. His intelligence is too good, and he destroyed the whole of Ukraine, and he's finishing up Europe one by one. Go see the inflation, go see the food prices, go see America, how weak they have become. That the fear is gone. Once the fear is gone, finish, you will win. So remember, Palestinians, no fear. And the Jutlas, they have the greatest fear to die. So same thing, Ukraine, finish history, thrown to the scraps of history. Therefore, we support Putin. Putin is a big harami, but he's 100% right. Anybody gives a bloody nose to America, to NATO, to Ukraine, we will support them.
I see Matthew says, but don't the Russians want him dead, Ustad?
So for who they want dead, they can kill him. So what is there? He's a war criminal as well. So remember that. So whether he's alive or dead, it doesn't matter to the Russians as long as they take over the whole Ukraine or half Ukraine. Go study the history of Russia and the Russian territories. All this were under Russian rule. So many places there are more Russians than Ukrainians. They speak Russian language and so forth. Go and study all that, Matthew.
Let's go to Umslanga. They say that, did you see the clip on Instagram and on Facebook, Ustad, about the Hindus in India saying they want to attack every Muslim in Mecca and Medina, Ustad?
Yeah, I think that guy there, I'm not saying all Hindus, this guy here, I think he drank some cow urine, you know. So therefore, he's speaking like that. Or maybe he drank his own urine. You know, in India, they had a prime minister. I remember his name still. Morarji Desai. Morarji Desai used to go to the restaurant or wherever. So they asked him, Morarji ji, can we help you? He said, no, I got DIY. I got my own urine. I will drink it. You understand? They asked him the secret of his longevity. How long are you living? And so he said, no, I drink my own urine. So I think this guy also, they are priest or pandit, whatever. Maybe he drank his own urine, or maybe he drank the cow's urine. He can't talk nonsense like that. You say every mosque in Mecca and that. You know what the Muslims will do with you? They will circumcise you and hang you, brother. So brother meaning, if you can call him a brother. So remember that. But the problem is not him alone. How come such rhetoric and such terrorism is allowed in India? That you are challenging every Muslim and you want to destroy every mosque. How can that be allowed? That's the question you need to ask. So I think that he drank his own urine or maybe some cow's urine, and therefore he made that statement.
I see Brother Chris says, but people say if there was no Palestine, then there was just Israel. My question is, what was before Israel, Ustad?
So that's the question we are asking. Israel only came into existence in 48. Before that, it was Palestine. So therefore, they are invaders. Therefore, they are super terrorists for occupying somebody else's land. And remember that if you study properly, you, my brother, go and Google it, you will find it. Jerusalem, the key to world peace, by the Islamic Council of Europe. You will find rabbis, you will find priests, all of them writing there, you must remember. And they claim, and they said, and rightly so, Jews don't have any sacred place in the whole of Palestine. All this, the Wailing Wall is theirs, the Temple Mount is all political posturing by the settlers and the Zionists and the Haramis, remember that. You see why Israel gets away with all this. There's no consequences. Whenever people want to take action, America is there, Uncle Sam to veto. So therefore, we have to link the two together and say, America are the super terrorists, and remember Britain, and then you have Israel, that these are the triangle, they are the cause for all these problems there. They took somebody else's land and handed it over to somebody else. That is what the British mandate did. So you need, and don't come tell me about this Arab leaders, please. So in Mecca, they don't, Medina, they don't allow to imams to use the word Yahud in their dua. You can't use the word Jews. You can't use the word Palestine, Palestine. And this is MBS. And you come tell me he's a Muslim, all you Salafis collecting wages, hang your heads in shame. Don't be such a harami, you also.
Allahu Akbar, Allah. Somebody says, Mufti Sahib, did you hear about the mass iftar taking place? Men and ladies would be seated separately, Ustad.
Everywhere is haram, whether it's separately or what, you must remember that, whether it's by the beach or whether it's in a hotel or wherever. There is no such thing as mass iftar. I'm asking you, they can see one another. So what happens to the Quranic verse, Surah 24, verses 30-31? The videos will be busy, the cell phones will be busy. All that is permissible. All this kind of thing. And then the men won't be reading Salat in the masjid. The woman won't be reading Salat at home. That is the Islamic teaching. And you want to make iftar. It's like a person taking, you must remember, that fasting and taking his cigarette or taking swine or wine and making iftar. It's similar to that. Remember that. So remember, you want to break your fast in haram places, haram actions. The whole event is cursed and is haram for Muslim men, women, children, all to attend.
I've got Mason says, do Israeli people still think that the Iron Dome could protect them against Iran while it could not resist a small attack from Hamas? Ustad?
I must remember, whether it's from Hamas or whether it's from Lebanon or what, nothing can stop the Israelis and save the Israelis. Allah said so, brother. All, go read Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continue punish them. Whether it is Hitler, whether it's Hamas, whether it's, you understand, Hizbu Shaitan, Hizbullah, whoever it is, you must remember this, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. You know why? Go ask the Christians, they are celebrating Easter now. Who wanted to murder and kill Jesus, peace be upon him? The Jutlas. Who wanted to assassinate Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? The Jutlas. Who murdered Zacharias and John the Baptist? The Jutlas. So the Jews are murderers. It's in their DNA that. Remember that, to murder. Ronnie Kessler is a Jew. But he says that Israel, you must call them baby killers. You must remember that. So they want to steal and occupy and everything. But the Palestinians, they're the only people who have done this in the world. 75 years. Because if you look at the history, it's like humanly impossible. But Almighty Allah chose them. And now, I'm telling you, Jutlas, listen to me. And you're recording me. And go send it to Bibi and his grandfather also. So you must remember, you're crumbling. And your country is now ruptured. Remember that. And slowly, slowly, Israel will be thrown to the scraps of history. Like how the white man and white lady and the Nationalist Party in South Africa, the apartheid regime, was thrown to the scraps of history. So it is your time. Because Netanyahu, go read the Haaretz, he is now hostage to his coalition partners. If he says this, then they say we resign. And if he says what they do, then the public is against him. So he's in such a catch-22. The government won't last, and again they will have to have elections. And then he will go to jail, and inshallah, that is our dua. Throng to prison for you, BB, and then you can have Smotrich and you can have Ben Gwe there with you as your jail companions.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that what is the Sharia ruling about making mashura with your wife? My husband makes mashura with his family first before consulting with me, Ustad.
It's wrong that. You must remember that if it's to do with the house, if it's to do with the children, then he must make mashura with you. Quran says, watashahurin, that there must be a husband-wife discussion. So that is the... You don't have to go discuss with your brothers and sisters or your parents and that and leave your wife in the dark. That is wrong. It's against what the Quran is saying. So you must make mashura first with your wife, and certain things you don't have to tell your parents and so forth. Sometimes you consult them, it's fine, but you can't be giving them preference all the time over your wife or your adult children and so forth. Last question.
I see Brother Kurt says that Americans never ever spoke bad of Islam. So why do you speak bad of the Americans, Ustad?
Kurt. Yes, Kurt, which world you living in, Kurt? So you must remember, for what they went into Iraq and murdered them, 1 million of them. For what they went 20 years into Afghanistan. All these are not Muslim countries and so forth. America is the biggest terrorist in the world. They murdered million people. Remember Afghanistan and Iraq and then Vietnam and all that. Who they were attacking there? They were attacking Jews or Christians in Afghanistan or in Iraq and so forth. Who they are attacking in Libya and in Syria and all that? Kurt, who the last guy is? What, Kurt?
Kurt, who's that?
Kurt. I don't know which world you're living in. One settler, one bullet will settle it. If it's an American citizen or British citizen in Israel. That is our law, and we will do that. And you join them, they'll put a bullet through you also. Right, we call it finished. We're going for the news now. They're at 6 o'clock with Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah. 7 to 9 will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. 12 to 1 will be Medical File. Inshallah, this afternoon, 2 to 4, will be the Q&A live on Radio Al-Ansar International and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Al Jama'ah, 2 to 4 this afternoon with Mohana Arafat Atiyah and myself. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.